This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Let's start out with something that has captured, I think, a lot of the headlines recently, and that is the conflict going on, the Israel-Hamas war. What does that mean for retirement investors? Recent history has shown us that markets, they've got a track record of mostly absorbing these geopolitical conflicts, but there could be another impact when it comes to interest rates, because there's a new survey that indicates there's very high confidence the Fed is going to pause on any more rate hikes this year. We were expecting at least one more. In any case, there's still a feeling that interest rates are going to be here to stay for longer. How are you advising clients when looking ahead to 2024?
Yeah, so I mean, we have to just look at the current market trends, what's going on with the actual stock market, how the S&P and the NASDAQ and even the Russells are, you know, bearing it, how is the Dow bearing the market, the news load, a lot of different things going on. And as interest rates hike, we see, you know, the market actually have a negative response. But also, you know, we just have to look at the big picture, what's going on with people's 401ks, what is the plan with their assets, how to get a higher distribution, a higher yield on their investments, a higher income stream. So we have to look at all these things without, you know, without having without putting a lot of their money in jeopardy of principal loss. And that's a key thing, is how to structure the right way. I mean, we often see a lot of people, and we're going to talk about it pretty soon, how we see so many people try to, like, basically stick so much money in some kind of like guaranteed income annuities. And I don't think that's a good result, because you can't maneuver money around inside of those accounts. You can't, you know, they're not liquid. They're actually, even though they talk about principal preservation, you're getting guaranteed income. But what happens is you get a guaranteed loss of principal over time, because the accounts don't perform as well. Even though right now rates are higher, the insurance companies are giving higher rates and things like that, you know, we're seeing a negative over time, a negative principal valuation, and so that becomes an issue. And so we just have to look at what's the right vehicle, what's the right tool, what's the right strategy, and having money allocated in the correct accounts for the different time periods of your retirement. You know, the very beginning stages, you could probably going to spend more money on travel, on things that are fun.
That's right.
Now, towards the end of retirement, you're spending more money more on healthcare needs. So even it might be the same, or if not more money in the future compared to what you're spending now. But it's a matter of having it allocated correctly, and then creating enough supplemental money to basically help get your that goal number that you want every month to supplement your social or your pension. You might be blessed with having both. So it's a matter of having all these things organized and understanding what's the best vehicles, and test them in different environments. So like, if we have a change in interest rates, how will that affect you? We have a change in the actual markets. You know, markets drop significantly. How much will you drop? So we have to look at all these different things and measure, and making sure that we're allocating money in the correct areas.
And the best vehicles are going to change from year to year. You know, honestly, it could change from month to month. It's not to say that you should be changing things every single month, but when the signs indicate that you should make those moves, you know, doing so to make your money work harder for you. And of course, if you're locked into these multi-year contracts and things like that, that could be pretty tricky to do. So to find the right blend, having a plan customized for you for whatever may come down the line, you know, if interest rates continue to remain high, if these geopolitical conflicts become something bigger and do in fact affect the economy, having a plan that can pivot and move, being financially nimble, is what it's all about. That is the kind of plan that you get with Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. And so to get started, have that conversation with them, give a call, 366-8366, or online, matthewjames.com. How do you actually feel about the economy? I mean, if we believe that things are bad, we may start cutting back and actually help bring on a recession. But if you want a solid opinion, well, actually turn off the financial news, because this all happened in one day on CNBC.
I think this economy is cooking. On the whole, we have a strong economy.
This is the weakest, quote-unquote, bull market in the last 60 years.
All signs are incredibly positive, and we are, of course, bullish.
So, yes, we do see signs that things are weakening.
And we think we'll see a rally, maybe not in October, but definitely by year end.
Again, same channel, less than 24 hours. What are we supposed to believe, John, and how do you help your clients make sense of all the financial noise that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's definitely a lot of noise, you know, out there. So we just have to look at what's going on with the economy, how to put ourselves in a bulletproof situation through these turbulent times, but also be nimble enough to take advantage of the opportunities. You know, this bull market is pretty weak, and you know, it's all, most of the growth, almost all of it's, you know, in only in a handful of companies. So we have to look at, you know, how will that you know, how would that work on the downside? I mean, what's going to experience the biggest losses out there? And having a different strategy where even you can go on a tactical strategy where you have models that basically look at the markets and decide, okay, when's it time to continue to hold the position, when it's time to sell a position, and when it's the right timing on buying a position. It's not about timing the market. It's just looking at data and making a mathematical decision, not an emotional decision, on, you know, you taking advantage of market opportunities that are out there. And so with the, you know, with machine learning, with artificial intelligence, you know, we're seeing a lot of positive effects on how these models function throughout different time periods of the year. And so, you know, we have a distinct set of models that are available for people that qualify for them, that the, you know, we have a lot of, you know, excellent performance out of these things. And, you know, I wish we can give everybody that we talk to opportunities to be in them, but only certain people qualify. But mm-hmm. ideally, we have other things that work kind of the same, but not as lucrative. But the thing is, it's all about, you know, trying to be out of the market when it's necessary and being in the market when it's necessary. And that's the ideal thing that we got to look at. But give your money a purpose, have everything allocated in the correct accounts using like what we call our bucket strategy, where we're allocating money in today, money that you could be using today in the very near future, money that you're going to be using in the next 15, 20, 25 years to supplement your Social Security or your pension or both. So make sure that you have adequate amount of money coming in. And that's a big thing. And then having other money that you're going to be using later on in life, you know, for medical expenses that you have in the future, or maybe you go into a nursing home, but also allocating money that you're going to be earmarking to from a legacy standpoint. You know, how much – you got to ask yourself, how much money do you want your family members to receive upon your passing? Now, if your goal is to spend the last dollar, that's totally fine too. Or if you want to try to spend as much as you can, but whatever you give, you want that to be as tax efficient as possible. Because ideally, you know, whenever you pass, your money is going to go to three different areas: your family, your church or charity, some kind of nonprofit, or the IRS. If you could pick two, which two would you pick? And so we have to look at that and design a plan, a strategy to meet the needs and fulfill the goals that you have.
My advice to you, and again, I'm not the financial professional here. My advice to you is turn off the channels, or maybe switch over to Cartoon Network or Comedy Central, whatever you want to do, something that's more entertaining, and actually sit down and speak with someone who is going to talk to you about what your situation is and how to improve your situation overall. That is what you get with Acadiana's retirement strategist. That is what you get with John Blanchard and the entire team and Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. And so to sit down and have that conversation, tune out all the financial noise and figure out what's going to work best for you. 366-8366. That's the phone number. Once again, 366-8366, or you can go online, MatthewJames.com. John, you've told us that as interest rates go up, bond values go down. And when you take the bite of inflation out, that 4% bond, well, it's now paying you 2%. And Jeremy Siegel at the Wharton School of Business tells CNBC, that 2%, you know, it's not going to get it done.
2% a year, it's good. It's the biggest in decades. However, 2% after inflation a year takes 36 years to double your money. Your money in bonds, you've multiplied your money by 5 times in stocks. So people who tell me, oh my goodness, bonds are as good as stocks, no way for long run wealth creation.
So if not bonds, then what are the alternatives? And if 2% isn't enough, what's the number that you're shooting for?
Yeah, not look, ideally there's different opportunities that are out there. So some pose a little bit of risk, some have no risk. Now, you know, I mean, we're using CDs. Now, granted, you know, you're not going to go to a bank and get like a 10-year CD paying a really high interest rate because we're in that negative yield curve. That's a big issue. So, you know, we have people that are getting CDs a year or less that are floating around 5%. There's money market accounts. There is we have these private bank notes that we're using that these things we've been pricing out getting north of 8%, sometimes 10.5%, 10.25% on an annual basis. So, I mean, you got 100 grand, you know, that's 10 grand. Let's say if we got 10%, that's pretty strong compared to if you had a CD that's going to pay you 5 grand. Now, it all depends on what are you trying to do, what strategies that are out there. And so we have different things that we can use depending on liquidity, because private bank notes aren't liquid. CDs are liquid after a time period. Money markets are completely liquid. So we just have to look at, you know, liquidity, you know, any kind of market volatility you could be exposing to. I mean, there's dividend models that are out there that are paying a significant rate greater than 5. So we just have to look at what do you need and looking at liquidity, looking at also, you know, how much market negativity can you expose yourself to? What is tolerate for you? What can you tolerate? So we got to figure out what's that suitability, and you know, basically you have a suitability test that we have to measure and make sure that you pass before we make any recommendations on what could be done.
I think that's pretty key there. You know, having to figure out what's going to work best for you before presenting the options out there. This isn't a, you know, you walk through the door at Matthew James Taxable Wealth Management, and you know, by the time you leave there, you're going to have that plan written for you, because you really can't do that unless you sit down and you figure out the information, figure out your ins and outs, your personal situation. Anyone who is offering you a plan and also a bill of sale, you know, that first visit. Well, that's a cookie cutter approach. I hate to break it to you, but that is something you want to be wary of, because I mean, you are not, you know. You are not your neighbor. You are not your friends at church. You're not the person who just walked in off the street right behind you, because you want a situation that's going to work best for you. Those cookie cutter approaches, they're not going to cut it. That's not what you get at Matthew James Taxable Wealth Management. Going to figure out what's going to work best for you. Figure out, you know, the right alternatives, what your risk tolerance is, how much you're going to need to pull in every year to get started and figure all that out. 366-8366 or MatthewJames.com. Social Security, of course, also going to be a major factor in your retirement plan. This year, that those that are taking Social Security, they've enjoyed an 8.7% COLA, cost of living adjustment, in monthly benefits, thanks to inflation. But because inflation has come down, come next year, that COLA is going to be just 3.2%. What is the reality check about the smaller increase? Can you help clients make up any gaps from other income sources they might have?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the government can't really afford to do these cost of living adjustments to begin with. So the fact that they're getting something is better than nothing.
And, true.
You know, thank God the last 2 years, the hike was, you know, pretty substantial compared to years in the past. So look, even though it's still not enough, we got to look at, okay, where can they get money from to supplement their Social Security? So we got to find, you know, where are the other dollars at? How can we create a distribution from those accounts and also make it tax efficient? Because ideally, we got to understand where is that dollar located, and understanding how we're drawing from that account. How is it realizing a gain? Is it a dividend? You know, all these kind of things that we got to look at to try to make it as tax efficient. If you're trying to start from, you know, from scratch, that's one thing that we can design. If it's already there, then we just have to manage what you have, or just have an understanding. Look, you're going to receive this money. This is the tax bill on it. And so that's the big thing, is just understanding on how that dollar is going to get taxed. Some people are like, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't, like somebody told me they inherited money. Well, and they got to pay $2,500 in state and federal tax total. And, you know, they were like, you know, I don't want to pay it. I'm like, well, who does want to pay it? I mean, the person that wins the lottery, the first thing they complain about is paying taxes.
Yeah.
It's free money. Mm-hmm. You know, in your case, you work for it, or maybe you inherited it. But bottom line is that we still owe regardless. And so we just have to look at how can we control the way the dollar is being given to us or earned, so we can lower the tax liability. And that's the big picture of what we have to look at. But, you know, ideally, we have to look at, you know, what options for an investment standpoint. And it's all about going back to seeing what's suitable for you. Because if you create a whole bunch of limitations where you can only put your money in certain areas, well, maybe all of your gains is only going to be taxable at the ordinary income tax rate, because you chose so much principal preservation on for your growth, for your not just for the growth, but really for the principal value of it. You know, if you're trying to, you know, keep as much principal as possible, a lot of those investment vehicles will own, the way they grow, even though it's at a conservative rate, but the way they get taxed is at a higher tax rate. So it's a matter of having an understanding of the way that money is getting taxed. Now, obviously, if that money's in a Roth, it doesn't matter what it's in. It's always going to be tax-free. But ideally, it's a matter of that underlying investment inside of like a brokerage account, an individual account, a joint account. You know, the activity of that money will determine what that 1099 looks like.
There is a significant difference between tax avoidance and tax minimization. The former, well, it, quite frankly, is illegal. That's going to get you in a lot of trouble down the line. Tax minimization, though, is figuring out how to make sure you pay what you're obligated to pay, but not a penny more. And that is what a proper tax strategy comes into play. And again, talking about Social Security, these COLA adjustments, it may actually push you into you know, a situation, pushes you above an income threshold. Those Social Security thresholds, by the way, not especially high, but where you're going to be taxed on that Social Security. So to figure out how to minimize that, if not outright eliminate it, you know, that takes a little bit of planning, and that is what you get. It's right there in the name, Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. You know, again, as John said, any increase is obviously a good thing, but it could be a detrimental thing if it does make you pay more in taxes overall. So to figure out how it's all going to work together for you as part of your overall plan. Pick up the phone and give a call, 366-8366, or going online to MatthewJames.com. I read about a couple asking for advice in a MarketWatch column, John. Both are age 64. They plan to retire in a year, and they have $1.5 million in retirement accounts and expect to receive a $1 million inheritance within the next 10 years. Not bad, right? They have longevity on their side, so the problem that they're talking about is she's more conservative and wants to preserve the principal until they claim Social Security at age 70. He wants to spend the money on extensive travel and hosting big family events now. What advice would you give to them?
Well, I mean, look, ideally, we got to figure out how much does he want to spend. Now, spending money on extensive travel, you know, that might be okay, but we got to look at it. What is the budget annually? So there might be a way of doing this by, you know, using the proper investment vehicles to give them what they need. So ideally, it's okay, you know, where are you going to place the money? What's going to be the annual spend? That's really going to determine, you know, what you're going to do. And we can have it where it's blended, where it's satisfying her needs, but also providing the money that he needs for this extended travel. Now, look, if they're trying to blow $300,000 a year on travel, you know, out of the million and a half, okay, there's going to be somewhat of an issue.
Yeah.
But ideally, we just have to look at, you know, how much do they need for them to get a real answer and show them the vehicles, the options, the strategies that they can use to make their money function the way they both want it to. And that's the big thing, is we got to look at, you know, how much they need. And that's the one thing that we didn't talk about, is how much they want to get as income. And that's the one thing that we need to know to solve the problem, not say the problem, but the riddle to get them what they both want.
Sometimes there is a degree of relationship counseling that goes on in the offices of Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Nothing, you know, super scandalous, but in situations like this where maybe they have different ideas of what they want their retirement to look at, and it's not an either or, he's right, she's right, but finding that right blend, something that they're both comfortable with, and not just comfortable with the now, but comfortable for the next 20, 30 years in retirement, because it all comes together. And, you know, maybe being a little bit more frugal right now is going to deny you of opportunities down the line. But at the same time, doing extensive travel could really jeopardize those latter years in retirement. So figuring out how it all works together, and this is a team effort, not just you and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, but obviously you and your spouse. That's why you should both be there for the meetings. You should have those conversations together and create that plan to get you both through retirement. 366-8366. That's the phone number. Take that first step. 366-8366. The 401ks, the baby boomers, have still not recovered from last year when both stocks and bonds took a bath. A new Fidelity study found that their average balance is still down about 12%. You would think that that would be enough for them to seek the help of a financial advisor, but still, more than half of the workers and retirees over the age of 50, they have yet to do so. What is the disconnect here, John, and how can you help them out?
Yeah, look, this is something that affected a lot of people, like you said earlier. I mean, the people that are near retirement, you know, they're the ones that got, you know, I mean, everybody got a hit, but you got to look at the people that have 401ks using the 2020, 2025, 2030 target date funds. You know, these pinnacle retirement funds from like Fidelity and Vanguard and others, you know, they got hit last year very, very hard. I mean, we saw some down in the third quarter as low as 27% for the year, even though they finished off around negative 20, some of them. And that's a big issue because of their exposure to bonds and what happened in equity markets in 2020. So both of those issues came together. And so a lot of people put trust in these target date funds because they're supposed to be invested conservatively. They're not expecting a lot of drawdown in their portfolio. And they saw a significant amount of drawdown because of the way those funds were invested. So that became, you know, somewhat of an issue. And we got to look at moving forward, how will the market, you know, change? And it's a matter of having money organized. And it's something, it's what we got to look at is how much money do they need whenever they do retire? What's going to be their spending habits? How much do they need to supplement social or a pension? Or maybe they need to withdraw for a couple of years before they turn on social and pension. And we just got to look at the math and how is that going to work to figure out, okay, what are we really going to do for, you know, the long term, but have a investment vehicle or a set of vehicles that are very nimble, where we can be liquid enough to move and pivot in other directions to take advantage of other opportunities. So that's the big thing that we have to look at. But it's all about how to preserve as much principle as possible. Because you got to think about it. There's a lot of people that pass away trying to climb Mount Everest, but there's also equally a lot of people that pass away on the descent of climbing Mount Everest. So if you're taking that same substantial risk, but maybe you're not even aware of how much risk you're taking. And whenever you're pulling out money on big negative years, then that shortens the lifespan of your portfolio.
There's probably a good number of people out there who did see that drawback last year, and maybe they are, I don't want to say embarrassed, but maybe they feel like they're now further behind the eight ball and they don't want to. It's that gambler's fallacy. I'm not going to step away from the table until I break even. I'm not going to seek the advice of a financial professional until I'm back to where I feel comfortable with. And here's the situation, is that it's actually going to be a lot easier to get to where you want to be once you take that first step and seek the advice of a financial professional like John Blanchard, like Acadiana's retirement strategist and his team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. So there is literally, I've said it many times during the show, no time like the present to really sit down and start developing that plan, because they could probably find ways, give you that advice to get you back to where you want to be, and even further than that, get you to where you ultimately want to be, and that is retired. That's the name of the game, right? Pick up the phone and give a call. Go ahead and schedule that time right now and see what can be done to help recover from what we saw last year. And perhaps that does involve shifting away from those target date funds. 366-8366 is the phone number. MatthewJames.com is the website. One of the best tight ends at the NFL right now is Travis Kelce with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's definitely older by pro football standards, having just turned 34.
I'm very fortunate to get to 34, man, and to be able to do what I love. It's an appreciating day, you know. As much as everybody wants to make it about me, I just see how much family and friends that I have around me. And I'm always reflecting on how appreciative I am of, you know, the people around me. I grew up with a great community. I grew up with a great group of friends that I'm still close with. And on top of that, we grabbed a lot of good ones along the way.
I think it's interesting to note that 34 is also the current age of another all-time tight end great, Rob Gronkowski, who actually retired 2 years ago. So you might say age doesn't rule when someone retires. What factors, John, have made clients realize, you know what, now's the time. I'm ready to retire.
Yeah, look, I've been telling people lately that, I mean, for a little while, and I've talked about it last weekend and the weekend before that too. Look, if you can financially do it, no matter what your age is, I would say take advantage of it. We're not promised tomorrow. We have, you know, we've met so many people, have heard about so many people that they waited and waited because they were making great money. And not like if you're behind the eight ball, that's one thing. But if you're not and you have an abundance of money, but even though you're still making great money and you're happy with your job, it's we don't know how long we're gonna live for. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had 4 or 5 people that passed away right after retiring, and that's a big issue. Mm-hmm. It's sad because they have all these plans and aspirations and dreams of what they wanted to do. Once they stopped working, for them, their spouse, or maybe it was just them, they were single, and they had a lot of things that they wanted to do and that never came to fruition, or maybe their health became an issue. And so we've seen that too. And we had one situation where the husband and the wife are very ill, and like the husband, unfortunately, has dementia, and he's not that old, and he can't remember his daughter's names. 2 daughters. He sees them probably every weekend, and he can't say their name. And it's sad because, a year and a half ago he was completely fine. I mean, he has been having a condition that's been going on for several years, but he pushed his retirement further, and they he was in denial of his situation, and they didn't get to take advantage of a lot of different opportunities. And it's sad, and it's now the traveling that they're doing is doctor's visits. That's not the same thing as going see Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon, Paris, or anything else. The going to the Northeast and watch the leaves change color in the fall. That's making trips to Lafayette from where they live out south of Lafayette. That's not a vacation. Even though we have some nice things to see in Lafayette, that's not exactly what they had in plan, as their plan. And so That's something that I tell people all the time is, look, if you can financially do it, go for it. Because, you know, we don't know how long we're going to live for, and we need to take advantage of, you know, all the different, you know, dreams and goals and things that you have on your bucket list that you want to take advantage of. Because it's, you know, we don't know what our last day is. We don't know if the turnip truck's ever going to hit us, or, you know, we don't know how long our health is going to be the status of what it is currently.
Despite what people think, and I'm guilty of this sometimes as well, you are not your job. You are not defined by your career. What you do outside of it, what you do with the rest of your time is ultimately what makes you you. And so, you know, if you can get to that sooner, if you can retire, if you have the means to and step away from the job and get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, all the years that you put into your career, why wouldn't you do it? It's not an age thing. It's making sure that the numbers actually align and work out best for you. And to find out if that's the case, sit down and speak with someone. Start developing that plan. The team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they'll be happy to help you start developing that plan. If, you know, they say that it works now and you can actually pull the trigger a little earlier, that is fantastic. If you've got some work to do, if you are behind the eight ball, they'll let you know what steps you need to take to get you ultimately to that goal, to that retirement that so many of us dream about. But you have to take that first step. Make that phone call, 366-8366, or going online, MatthewJames.com. And we want to thank you, like we always do, for joining us, spending part of your weekend with us here on The Retirement Route with John Blanchard. Please have a great week ahead of you. Stay safe out there. John, as always, grateful for the time. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, look, we had a good time with the show today. Went over a lot of good information, strategies, how to lower your tax liability, and, you know, looking forward in the future, how could, you know, effective planning give you a better lifestyle in retirement or even while you're working, while you're trying to accumulate money. Be sure to listen to us again next weekend right here on KPL 96.5 News Talk.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925.
Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, license number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.